Blog Talk Radio.
Having some electronic details here tonight. So welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck, and I am the host of the show. Sheila Odette is joining me to do tarot card and astrology reading. So please call in at 347-205-9200. Hello, dear Sheila. There she is. She got knocked off. Hello,
I'm
dear
on.
Sheila. Yeah.
Hi. I realized that I wasn't there.
Well, you were a second ago.
Oh. And then I was gone.
Yes, isn't that
odd? And now I'm back.
Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. We had an exciting afternoon. I have to tell our listeners that I took Ulysses, my dog, who is ill. And it's a long story because he was ill exactly this time last year, and the year before we lost the dog that he loved very much. So every time it's a year later on the anniversary of the dog's death and also the dog's birthday, Ulysses tends to just kind of sink into the doldrums, and actually he almost died last year. So anyway, we took him to this wonderful power spot at Emmitsburg, Maryland, and he was invited by the director of the grotto to walk through the grotto to the holy water, which is unheard of for a dog. Of course, Ulysses is not a dog. He is a saint. So anyway, he was too weak to walk to the holy water, so the director brought him some holy water, which he really, really loved. Oh, my gosh. He just loved it. And now he's not breathing the heaviness that he was breathing. He's very much at peace. He stared at me the whole way home as if we were having a love affair, as you said, Sheila. And it was really, really a close, wonderful time that the dog and I, Ulysses and I had.
Mm-hmm.
And he still is not eating, but I will be taking him to a Chinese herbalist / veterinarian tomorrow who told me she will jumpstart his appetite with a Chinese herb. And I said, I can hardly wait. So that's my story of the night, yeah.
She's a dog whisperer, right?
She is. She is a veterinarian, and she's also left the traditional veterinarian practice and practices way out in Lancaster County. And I haven't seen her since she left the veterinarian practice. And she's so cool.
Right.
I even said, I wish I had some marijuana to blow into the dog's face so that he wouldn't eat. And she laughed and thought it was hysterical. So, I mean, she's just a wonderful person.
Right. Well, it's true. Marijuana is good.
Say whatever you want. Yeah, it's the miracle drug.
Yes. It's better than alcohol. So.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a recreational drug. It's a tremendously medicinal herb. Now, I don't use it, I must say. I don't want anybody stormtrooping my house. You know, I have to stay very sober for the life that I lead. But I believe in it. I believe it's an herb that really is very helpful for people. And it should be legalized.
It should be legalized. And I know clients and Joanne's husband, marijuana was really very, very helpful at the end of their lives when they were dealing with cancer. I mean, it really was. I did a thing here where I compared Ulysses and Macundus Mukunda's chart, because I felt that the energy is that Mukunda, because both dogs have the moon in Aquarius. Out of 360 degrees in the zodiac, the moons are on top of each other. By 5 degrees, which I don't really think you knew.
I did not know that.
So it really means, basically, maybe that Ulysses is not eating, because the spiritual dog, moon is what the environment around you. So the time that Mukunda passed, it can be that channel opens, and that, of course, that Ulysses does not need to drink, eat at that time. Because the environment becomes so filled with Mukunda that he is really feeding off of spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
His food is spiritual. And so that Mukunda's chart had the sun in Capricorn with the Neptune conjuncted. Ulysses' chart has the moon in Aquarius with Neptune conjuncted. So they're both of them are so connected to the esoteric world that it's really very highly evolved charts and guides. And Ulysses and Mukunda have been with you in the extension of all the work that you have done, Kate.
Yeah.
So they really, because Ulysses has Mercury in Pisces, which is the compassionate being, the compassionate way of being. And Mukunda has Venus conjunct Mercury in Capricorn. So his Mercury and Venetian energy was ancient brain memory.
Mm-hmm.
The Venetian energy is like when you have Mercury and Venus conjunct, it's like an ancient love that could have been with you in many lifetimes. But it seems to me that Ulysses, this chart, stands on the shoulders of Mukunda's chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's like an extension. And there's a Pluto Mars in Sagittarius, not even a degree off, Kate. It's 15 degrees of Sagittarius with Ulysses with this Pluto Mars conjunction in Sagittarius, which means when he goes off in this kind of state, I think that he's a visionary. That he is going deeply into another kind of environment and gets disconnected from this.
Well, we always called him a Pisces dreamer, and now in his later years we've called him the Zen master. He's just so cool.
But you know the Ulysses here when Ulysses was born, there's 30 degrees in an astrological sign, and Ulysses was born at 29 degrees of Pisces 16. So it meant within 6 months of his birth, his sun changed to Aries, which now is, of course, 10 degrees of Aries, with Venus and Aries. So that is how can I explain that metaphorically? That's like bringing something into, it's like, okay, the definition of it is spiritual being in a human incarnation or a dog incarnation, but they really realize it. They're aware of it. It's not something that is you tell somebody something, they may get it. You show somebody something, they may see it. But if it's an experience within the spiritual being into the human, they really experience it, and they have this great capacity for experience of knowing that they are channeling from one world to the other. Did that make sense?
Well, it does, just because I know these dogs. They really were unusual. And Ulysses is still unusual, and so is Mukunda. So they're both very unusual dogs, and maybe they aren't really dogs. And they seem to have the capacity to come in as humans and go out and come back as dogs, whatever. Very interesting.
Jupiter is now at 0 degrees of Taurus by progression. It's moved out of Sagittarius. And Ulysses is Saturn is in Taurus. Which is, Saturn is also a solid responsibility to be in the human experience within the bones. So that may be a good sign there. That Jupiter has, that he may have at the grotto rededicated himself to this experience. You know, he has, you know, of course he has Uranus at 23 degrees of Aquarius. So, and you know, Venus at 25 degrees of Aquarius by transit, and Neptune on top of that. So, you know, it's very loving, but, you know, the sun right now in Capricorn is on mm-hmm. top of the south nodes. What I call, you know, wait a minute, the sun in Capricorn is at 20, and in Ulysses' chart, the south node is in Capricorn at 12, and the north node mm-hmm. is in Cancer. And I have redefined the nodes not as dragons' tails and heads, but as angels' wings. So I want to write a book
nice.
About that. Because I feel that the north node, I've always had a thing with the nodes in New York when I was studying. Michael Luton is a genius with nodes, and I was with him. And I, you know, the nodes are described in a chart as the north node being this lifetime and the south node being the extension of the last lifetime.
Right.
So I think that's pretty abstract. For clients, it's a little abstract. I define the nodes as the north node as being the angel that is with you at all times.
Yes.
The angel that sits on your shoulder. The angel mm-hmm. that tells you to turn, you know, put on the brakes somewhere. You're going to hit something. I define mm-hmm. the south node as the angel that is called in.
Right.
In extra catastrophic times, or in times when you need an angel's help. It's not always with you. It's your mm-hmm. power angel that you say, oh, Angel Angelie or Angel whatever, please come in and be with me at this moment. And if you begin to practice that with your chart, you find that it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Because
wow, that's cool.
If you ask the south node angel to come in, you will, and definitely with everything that I've gone through with this death and everything, I could feel that energy when I called that angel in, because I have the south node in Pisces.
Ooh, that's cool.
Rising in my chart. And
mm-hmm.
I call the Pisces energy. Pisces energy is the mythology of Jesus, which means you can go on the victim side of it or the hero side of it. You can tell
mm-hmm.
the story either way. I do think mm-hmm. that Jesus told the story in a heroic way. He said, If I'm a healer, I'm here to show you that you also are a healer. All you have to do is believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read all the passages of the Bible, he says, if I do this and I demonstrate this, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly think, and the fact about Jesus is that he was a spiritual being in a human incarnation. If he was a spiritual being, just being a spiritual being walking the earth, it wouldn't have been as dynamic.
Right.
It means that his God and his full spiritual being was incarnated in a human body, so that he suffered the same as us and did all eight and did all. But he also then within that he created magic and miracles, which means
mm-hmm.
the lesson was, if he created these magic and miracles that he, in a human incarnation, that we could do it too.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a magical being and somebody said he walked on water, hey, you know, spirits and angels all walk on water. If you are a human being, a spiritual being in a human incarnation, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just think that he said on the cross, not forgive them, they don't know what they do, but forgive them, they just didn't get this time around, you know?
Yeah.
Besides, I said to your mother one time, she really laughed. I said, who could hear him? I mean, you know, they tell you the Bible story, it's lightning and thunder and people are at the bottom of the cross and he's almost dying in a few minutes and then he says this big sentence, you know, forgive them, they don't know what they do. And when I was 12, I put up my class and Bible class me and said, who could hear him?
And what did my mother say?
Well, I told her the story that I did that.
Yeah.
She roared. You know, your mother was funny. She said, that was a good question.
Well, we have a whole bunch of people here waiting to talk to you, Sheila.
Well, okay, but I'm going to do one more thing before I do that.
Okay.
I'm just going to go over what's happening politically quick.
Okay.
There is they're doing this thing tonight. Mitt Romney, for anybody that's interested, is a Pisces with a Scorpio moon. He's over emotional. He's not ready for this kind of responsibility in any way. And when you have the moon, Jupiter conjunct the moon in Scorpio, there's a lot of hidden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Newt Gingrich is a Sun Saturn in Gemini and Mercury Uranus in Gemini with the moon in Sagittarius. You don't know what he's going to do, okay? He is someone that can't be handled. That's what I'm just going to say. Therefore, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do like John Huntsman, and I liked him because of what he said. When Romney or one of them said in the debate, you worked for Obama, you were the ambassador, I guess, to China, and he said, you described Obama as a fantastic man, and so you were with the other party. And Huntsman said, that's what's wrong with this country.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The parties have to come together, and just your statement there shows that you're not ready to do that. We need
good
a united front. Now, he has the Sun and Moon in Aries. He's the only one.
What's Ron Paul?
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to ask that, and I didn't have time to pull it. But you would do that, Kate, wouldn't you?
How about Buddy Romer? He is the stellar Republican of the bunch. And nobody
really?
Probably knows who he is, but he's running for president, and because he hasn't raised trillions of dollars, and even Ron Paul has not, they have not allowed him to debate the other dudes. He is just wonderful, this Buddy Romer. I hope everybody looks into him and thinks about, if you are a Republican, he's the one to vote for.
Okay, I'll look up his stuff. Maybe it won't be on, but I'll look it up.
Okay.
I also just wanted to say one thing about, I always like to see something about pop, culture.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand, who I adore, I did not think they were going to be able to stay together very long, and it so happens they didn't. Katy Perry, with all of the pop songs she does and all that lollipop stuff, she is a double Scorpio. Within all that pop stuff is a lot of sexual tense, tension. And Russell Brand is Moon in Aries, Mars in Aries, Jupiter in Aries, Sun in Gemini. The boy is passing through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The boy is a mystic, though. When he starts talking, he has a mystic rectangle, and when he starts talking esoterically and about spiritual things, it's mind-boggling. If you ever get him on an interview, when he starts talking about his real deep spiritual belief system, which got him out of addiction, because Moon, Mars, and Jupiter in Aries, it's extremely hard to overcome addiction.
Uh-huh.
Because Jupiter in Aries uses all kinds of stuff, not just one thing. They use alcohol and all kinds of heroin and coke and everything. Anything that's there in the moment will be used. But Mercury in Gemini, this boy was able to pull himself out of it. And he was so deep in, and with this mystic rectangle, he was able to balance his life out. So that is very interesting. And quickly, the other chart, I was very, very, Anderson Cooper had his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, on.
Yes.
I was completely enamored of what a survivor and what a brave and wonderful soul she is.
Oh, I'm sure.
She was, and I wanted to know, with all of the tragedy of the fact that her aunt pulled her away from her beloved nanny at 10, and she had to go to court and testify against her mother, Gloria Vanderbilt. And then they didn't keep her nanny, and she was betrayed. And that at 50, the love of her life, which is Anderson Cooper's father and Carter, the other son, fell over with an embolism and was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carter at 21 sat on the edge of the 13-story building in New York, and she was trying to talk him down and threw himself over and committed suicide. Now, well, you go, okay, and Anderson Cooper, he said, of all, and she helps everybody, no matter who calls her, she helps them get through suicide. She is like an angel that way. And she said to this woman in the front row, you just put one foot in. And she said to Anderson Cooper, I was going to jump over after him, but she said, all I could think of was you. I couldn't do that to you. But it's an interesting chart because her sun is at 0 degrees of Pisces and her moon is 0 degrees of Virgo. They're in exact opposition, which means she has survived these things by actually not telling the victim story, but telling the survivor story, and also that mentally, physically, and emotionally, with the glyph turn in Virgo spiritually, she has gone inside herself and felt the feelings and told the story and was able to collapse that grief that was so tremendous.
Yeah.
And able to spin it into a thing that could help all humanity in some way. So I was completely, completely entranced by her this week. And that's what I have to say as the overture. Now,
well, that's wonderful.
Yes, sweet dear Kate. So now
I want to introduce Jamie. Are you still there, Jamie? 317 area code.
I sure am. Yes, hi.
I knew you would be because I see you here on the switchboard. Do you have a question for Sheila?
I do. Well, I mean, I don't even know where to start. First of all, I want to say to you, Kate, my sister is having the same issue with her dog.
Yes.
And it happened a couple of months ago.
Wow.
And she started him on some holistic, you know, different types of, you know, like milk thistle. A lot of different herbs. He's like smiling. He's happy. He's eating. He's drinking. He's back to normal.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. So
well,
I mean,
I think. I refuse to give up. With this whole deal. I mean, last year it was the same thing with your sister, where I just refused. I defied the diagnosis of cancer, and he came through it well. Except I think, as Sheila just was explaining, the karmic link he had with that other dog was very profound, and is. And now the birthday is almost over, and I'm hoping. And already he seems better. He just seems better to me. Yeah.
It was the same thing. He had the dog, Mac. He has liver cancer. And he had a girlfriend, and she died last year. And so anyway, and they were really close. So it's kind of the same scenario. But, I mean, he's back to him old, you know, his old self. So.
Oh, my gosh. God bless him. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for
that. You're welcome. You're welcome. I guess my question would be.
What's your birthday, Jamie?
It is 1/23/71. Born.
January 23rd.
Yes.
You're almost having a birthday, dear.
I am.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Nice. I appreciate it.
Okay. Just a second.
No problem.
Okay. Were you born in the morning or the afternoon? Do you know?
7:20 a.m.
Have you had your chart done?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, honey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's the question, honey?
Well, I've had issues with work, illness, blah, 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 blah. And my work called today and kind of gave me an ultimatum, and I thought, you know, I think I'm going back to work Monday anyway. But the ultimatum.
What was the ultimatum?
Well, I live in Indiana, so I'm an at-will state, so you know it doesn't help. But I've been on short-term disability and FMLA, and I had mono, and they told me that my FMLA was up. And that if I didn't come back within probably the next week, I either need to resign or I need to be supplemental, which means I would work one shift in 6 weeks.
Well, for heaven's sake.
And my response, so I thought I was coming back Monday anyway, so I just kind of didn't take it. And so then I turned around and I sent back an email and said, why am I paying for long-term disability then? Mm-hmm. Because
well,
short term is 24 weeks. So anyway.
Okay. What do you do, honey?
I am a sterile processing tech. I clean the surgical instruments, get them ready for surgery.
What do you want to do, Jamie?
I would love to be like back into dispatching, multitasking, something that stresses me out. That's a crazy good stress me out.
Mhm. Mhm.
Okay, honey. Your sun is in Aquarius. You know that. Your moon is in Sagittarius. You have Jupiter in Sagittarius. I mean, you should be in a job where you're traveling.
I was about to say.
You should be in a job. You should be in an environment. The sun in a chart represents the top of the mountain, okay? So that and your seed, the seed of the dot in the center of the symbol of the sun represents breaking open. And unless we break open in this lifetime, unless we get out of our comfort zone and move into a risk zone or stretch zone and then a risk zone, and then we break open, we don't reach what we're supposed to, the map of what we're truly to be here. And yours is Aquarius. So you're up. And, and you're saying, you know, that you're sick. And sometimes the body takes in somatically, you become sick because your body goes on sabbatical and says, you're not really listening to me.
Yeah.
You're really bored. You're really not lined up with what you're supposed to do in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So the body mm-hmm. just goes, and the body's bored, okay?
I keep thinking the same thing. I'm like, okay, they're stopping me because I'm off on the plan I'm supposed to be on, is what I keep thinking.
Venus in Sagittarius here, Jupiter in Sagittarius, the moon in Sagittarius, Jupiter in Sag, that is excitement, that is vision, that is things that really make you excited, and you're a visionary, and doing the same thing all the time, it becomes too repetitive for you. And then you get hit with the Aquarian lightning bolt, which means it's lightning, and really, you know, Uranus and Aquarius is how I'm talking to you now, because you can't see me, you don't know what I look like, right? And I'm way far away, so I'm like a computer talking to you. And so, but that means that every once in a while, you almost get struck by lightning saying, hey, we're trying to wake you up here. And right now, Jupiter has gone into Taurus, and your Saturn is 15 degrees of Taurus. So my advice to you would be look around. I'm not telling you to quit your job, but I'm telling you to start a job on the side or study something that really, really turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to, because the economy is terrible. You don't have to just, you know, quit the job. But what your chart is saying, and why you asked me and why we're doing this tonight, is the fact that you're bored. Your body's bored.
I know, I started school this week.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so, I mean, I decided, you know what, if this direction does not go right, I'm going to take a different route. So.
Well, no, that's not the right story.
Okay.
The right story is I'm going to take a different route. I am on a different route.
I am on a different route.
Because everything that you tell your story, you are creating your reality. And when you're creating your reality, that's your story. And the universe will line up with it. So you
mm-hmm.
say, I'm on, and you the prayer and the meditation is, I'm going to do something exciting. I'm doing something exciting. I'm going to make enough money to sustain me. I will be excited every day. I will run to do the work that I have to do. You put all those things in the prescription prayer, right, Kate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the cards I got for you in the Osha decks was just what I thought. I got the transformation card. And the transformation, all words with trance in front of them, means you have to come out of a trance. Okay, so transformation means the seed turns into the tree, the caterpillar turns into the butterfly. Transmutation, which goes with Aquarius in your chart, is it's archetypal. It's like the phoenix rising from the ashes. It means It means you burn down till you burn the coals down, and you have a very dynamic chart because of Aquarius, Sagittarius, and then you lift up out of that as the phoenix. And the phoenix is an archetypal bird. It's, you know, turning a rock into gold. It's turning water into wine. The things, transmutation is the one property doesn't have any of the properties of the other one that it's transformed into or transmuted into. So that's where you are. And I got the creator with the light, and it means that you need to really meditate on your angels and all of the help you need. And I also got the flower in Osha that comes up with courage. It takes courage. If you look at trillions of seeds that are growing, only one comes up to make a tree. And there's only one tree maybe in a backyard. And you go, why? That's because that seed broke open, came through the soil and the rocks, survived, broke through the surface, and then had to bear the elements like squirrels and rodents and wind and all of the things, snow, to come up, and then it goes up and it grows into a strong tree. And, you know, you have your Saturn at 15 degrees of Taurus, which is the most, it is the 15 degrees of the fixed sign in Uranian astrology, which I do, is the most powerful point of the zodiac. So if you build it, Jamie, they will come.
Ooh. Okay.
And you just have to believe it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised, I must say, I wouldn't be surprised if you became a world traveler.
Really?
In your new job?
Yeah. I've been thinking about traveling, but see, if I travel, it's the same job. But it might add a little bit of more fun to it. I don't know.
It will add so much more fun to it because of your moon, Jupiter, and Sagittarius. You need to move into different environments. That's what your map says.
Okay.
And you're not working. The map is the territory. The map is what is being advised to do to open up your soul. So you listen to the astrological map. I mean, in other countries, like, if I do a chart for England or in China and Africa, they give children their charts when they're 10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And in this country,
wow.
If I do a chart for a 10-year-old, the parents take it. I mean, it's a totally different, you know. I called England and asked how the parents liked the chart and for this one boy, and they said, we didn't see it. We didn't hear it. We gave it to him. It's his responsibility to live up to it. So in the United States of America, we don't look at our maps in the territory and use the tools that we have, because it's not like a tarot card. It's your chart. It's your map.
Mm-hmm.
It's your
mm-hmm.
card. It's the greatest gift ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's some powerful stuff. Okay.
Okay, Jamie.
Jamie, it was great to hear your voice, and
it
thank
was
you
great.
For joining us.
I love
you.
Thank
you.
You
Ulysses, thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you telling me your dog story. That was very sweet.
Yeah, and I hope your dog does get better. And I
thank
will,
you so much.
You're
yeah, send some extra prayers. Yes.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye,
Sheila.
Bye, Jamie.
So I am going to bring on 780 area code. Hello? We're having a look. Okay, 780 area code. Hello?
What are you doing? Turn on.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I was just, my name is Jay, and welcome to the new year.
What's your birthday, Jay?
It's March 24th, 1964.
Aries.
Aries, yeah.
You're
my
up.
Year.
You're really up, Jay.
Up where?
What?
Up where?
It means that, you know, Uranus is hitting you big time. And I'm hunting that thing right now, so... Talk among yourselves a moment.
I was looking at my chart for stuff. There's a lot of things coming up. Probably a relationship finally, and lots of stuff going on in my workshop world that I'm doing. So we'll see how that goes.
What's your workshop, Jay?
My workshops. I do drumming workshops.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
That's great.
Huh?
That's great. Yeah.
That's
I went from one one workshop last year to going to four this year. So.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
So were you born in the morning or the afternoon, Jay?
I was born in the evening.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
So your moon is in Leo, right?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, I am because I'm looking at it. Okay, what's your question, Jay? Do you have one?
More of a relationship maybe coming in the next couple months. I'm interested in a person right now, but the person is, I think, really busy or avoiding me, and that's about it. My workshops are going to do fine this year, so I'm just going to be okay with that, go with the flow.
I have a question for you. What does it mean by avoiding you?
Just phone, and there's no phone calls returning or emails or anything like that when I send emails out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when do you see this person? Is she in your class?
She was in my class, but she had a really busy Christmas. Maybe she's getting used to, getting used to getting back in the swing of things. So.
What does that mean, Jay?
What does that mean?
You're making excuses for her. You know that, don't you?
No, she's dating somebody right now, but I don't know where that relationship is going, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer to your question is yes, there's a relationship coming up. I don't know if it's this person.
Okay.
Because you have Venus in Taurus and Jupiter just went into Taurus. So a big relationship's coming up for you. It's a Taurian relationship, and it could be very grounded, and it could be very good for you. And it looks like, you know, that is what is going to happen with your Venetian energy. As for your work, with your Sun at 3 degrees of Aries and Uranus hitting it right now with the Moon in Leo, the Moon, as I said, the Sun is what we're breaking open. And when Uranus is at the beginning of Aries here going back and forth over that means you're getting struck by lightning all the time. And that elevates the creative process. And the creative process is chaos. When you create, you know, for me, I'm from the theater, you know, when you're creating, you are elevated into a vibrational energy that a lot of people don't quite get. The drumming right now is going to be elevated into another realm because of this Uranus in Aries. And it is sound. And, you know, sound, you always, when you're drumming and when you have a drumming circle and you're teaching sound is, it brings energy in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm looking at in your chart, and Mercury is in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So something really could elevate in your career in the drumming. Now, Mars in Pisces. That's an interesting thing because the Mars energy in Pisces, you have to bring anyone that we bring into our sacred space, and I do listen to the story because the story you tell to me is the most important thing about that she's not answering the telephone calls, she's not answering the emails, and she's busy with her life and all that. Okay, you take that is what am I learning from this? Not about her, but about the fact that in some element you're doing that to yourself.
Hmm.
Because if that is happening, then somewhere you have to sit down, journal, process, I don't care the way you process, you have to say what in this story, because when you put out the story, I'm in love, the person is here, they're available, they're a mirror to me, when you do that, you have to believe it, because the universe... You're creating your reality, Jay, and you're creating the reality by the way you tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you as a process to stand in front of the mirror and say, man, you're the greatest thing that ever was. Man, I'm just mm-hmm. fabulous. And you do sound fabulous. You have that great timber in your voice.
Mm. Thank you.
More question? Or you want me to look at some cards here?
Look at a couple cards, see if it confirms it, and then just move on.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my gosh, out of all the cards in the whole deck that I shuffled and everything, you got the transformation card, too. That's really
good. Wow.
That's kind of impossible. Two people in a row got that card out of 56 cards, you know. Transformation, it means you're in a transformational period. It means basically it's like you're coming out of the chrysalis right now. Like a trance, as I said before, a trance is something that is in front of a word that you don't see. Transmutation, transgender, transcendence, all that is the person is in a trance and they are waking up. Transformation means you're literally coming out of the chrysalis now and you're literally getting wings to fly. So someone is going to come in to match your energy. Don't be too focused on this one person.
Hmm.
Because it seems to me, the next card up for this is compromise. It's saying someone is looking at you that you're not looking at. Someone is looking at you that you become more aware of your environment.
Hmm.
And you got the letting go card. Let the drop of water fall into the flow and move downstream. Just go with the flow, Jay. Can you do that for me?
Yes. It's going to be hard with an Aries, but I'll do my best.
Come on, just go with the flow, because if you're upstream, you're not getting the answer, because you're paddling so far upstream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey?
All righty.
Any more?
That's it.
I just pulled one more card. It said friendliness. It means that whoever is coming into your environment as a relationship is a friend.
Hmm.
And you've got to really look around.
Mm.
Okay, Jay. Have a great night.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks so much for the read. Thank you very much.
Oh,
take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, here we have 786 area code. Good evening, or whatever time it is, your time of the world, wherever you are.
It is evening. Thank you. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi, my
What's
name is
name?
James.
What? What's your
Hi,
name?
James.
James?
James, yes.
We just have Jay, now we have James, and we had Jamie.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Night of the Jays, huh?
That's pretty cool.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is March the 30th, 1985.
And now we have another.
Another Aries, yeah.
It's like wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, talk amongst yourselves for just one moment.
my birth time is 3:38 p.m., Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Miami,
have Florida.
Have you had your chart done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Are you living in Miami?
How long ago did you have your chart done, honey?
Probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
You're really into information right now, aren't you?
I'm very much into astrology. I just love metaphysics, esoterics, sciences. I love it all. I do.
So are you going to be an astrologer, or are you an astrologer? Are you studying astrology?
No, I'm not studying it. It's I don't know. I guess it's more of a hobby. I just like learning. I like learning esoteric science. I just do it for myself.
Mhm. Well, all astrologers start out doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, when I started out in doing astrology, out of all the esoteric things, I think it's your card, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you're studying it's the deepest way to get into your being.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not cards and it's really about you.
Right.
And
right.
Getting into your own. So what fascinates you the most in your chart?
Ooh, where do I even start? My God, I know I have a lot of retrograde planets.
Yes, you do.
Yes, a lot, a ton of them. It's
so
also
tell me the definition of retrograde.
I'm sorry?
You tell me the definition of retrograde.
Okay. that's when the planet appears to be moving backwards.
Yes.
It's, yeah. And esoterically, it has a lot to do with karma or unresolved issues.
Okay. What retrograde for me is, and that all of those things are correct. It's just, you know, interpretation. What it means, it's like it works a little bit like a house between a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It works that the information is retrograde for some of the life until it's ready to be used.
Okay.
So it's like a storage bank,
mm-hmm,
where you keep information, and because your Mercury is retrograde in Aries, you know, with the Sun in Aries when you were born,
mm-hmm,
it means that you said, okay, I am basically a pioneer, that I'm going to use my information that I bring from other lifetimes to take the human race to a different level. That's what Mercury in Aries is retrograde. And you are an Aries. Now, when you're very young, with that kind of combination, you can't use it. Because we have to fit into the family or we're shunned.
Right.
So we have to do, we're born into a family, we baptize into it, we take communion with it, union with it, and we take confirmation with it. Then through our Saturn return, we either break out or recreate the whole thing if we didn't learn it. Now, a Venus in Aries, Venus-Mercury retrograde when you're born, with also Saturn retrograde in Scorpio and Uranus in Sagittarius retrograde, that's a lot of retrograde.
Yes.
So you are a powerful master. You are a powerful master that astrology, why I asked you about astrology, is that it is the thing that is waking up this part of yourself.
Right.
Because you are drawn to astrology, it's like you can study anything, okay? What makes you go for astrology? It's that astrology is exciting for you and that you were an astrologer in another life. So you have Jupiter in Aquarius, which means what? It's the expansion of electromagnetic energy. That's what it is. It means we are an electromagnetic energy field right now with the computers, with Facebook, with Twitter, with that we know when a dictator or something is killed within minutes, that a woman in Africa or wherever she was is in the back of the bus and puts on her cell phone, they won't let me come to the front of the bus. It's on national television within a half hour.
Right.
That's how fast information is going, and that's how fast your brain works, if
yeah,
you let it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to tell your story that you have lift up into a higher vibration. So when we study vibration, it means courage vibrates at 300. You have desire, which vibrates lower. So when you have the desire, you have to take it up to the courage at 300. And when you take it up to the courage at 300, that's when you say, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm.
Instead of, not, I'm studying it, or I'm learning it, or I'm playing around with it. Or it's a hobby was the word, okay? Astrology can't be a hobby, James.
Right.
It's a way of life. Don't I sound like something? Hey, Sheila. Get off your high horse, right? Okay. What's the question, honey? Did you give me one, or did I just blab?
I think you probably answered it, because I was going to share with you. I do work. I'm a professional life coach, but I got hired by a school. It's a vocational training center, and I've been working there for about 2 years now.
You'd be great there.
And I'm bored. I'm very bored there. I don't get to do a lot of coaching. It's almost as if I'm a mascot because of my personality and the way that I make people feel, or their clients and their students feel. I don't get the opportunity to share my expertise, or it's really, and I feel like I could do more, but I just don't know what that is exactly. But I do know it's related to spirituality in some way, so I'm just trying to find a direction to go into, because I'm not very very content. I'm grateful for the check. I'm very very grateful for it, but I just feel as if I can do just a bit more.
Well, James, you're dropping that story, aren't you? As of this moment, we are dropping that story. Okay, the story that you're now going to tell is that I called this radio station tonight. My chart, every time somebody looks at your chart, it's re-excited. It's called excitation. It's re-empowered. Every time anyone looks at it, including you, it means that you're in Aries, and of course you're bored. Of course you're bored, because the Aries wants to move on every minute. But it means basically that you say it's time to move on. Doesn't mean you have to quit your job. It just means you have to find more excitement in your job. And I know that you can find more excitement. Today, as I'm walking toward this job, I'm going to find more excitement in it. You have Jupiter in Aquarius. Don't ever call yourself a mascot again. I'm going to hit you. I don't even see, and I'm going to hit you. You are not a mascot with this chart. You are a pioneer. Rename that right now. Snap, crackle, and pop, okay? So the way you're defining yourself inside is the way you're going to be read outside, because you're going to draw into your environment a mirror of just what you're defining yourself as, James.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
My God, you're a life coach here. What's with you? You have to life coach yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the retrograde planets, I have not done all your work, but, you have Saturn in Scorpio retrograde, so that means, when you have Saturn in Scorpio retrograde, it means somehow there was some kind of brutality or some kind of thing that happened that you repressed. I might even, in a session, you might even say, no, 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 that didn't happen, no, no, no. And that's the reason it's called denial, okay?
Right.
It means that you have to get in there and bring that Scorpio thing up, James. You have to write about it. You have to journal about it. You have to say, I put that in my experience to learn something, and whoever was with me at that point, I'm going to forgive them, because it's not about them. It's about you. I'm going to take all that power and all that energy, Scorpio energy, back, and I'm going to bring it right into the moment. I'm not going to let it block me with Saturn anymore. Then your Uranus in Sagittarius, which is also retrograde, will just jump out. It will explode. And the bigger the perpetration or the bigger the catastrophe, the more the rubber band is pulled back and the bigger the vision is and the further you go. The one that wins Survivor on television gets $1 million, right?
Right.
So the bigger the all the stuff on the island is and the more stuff that you go through, as a metaphor, it means the higher the vision. And it means that every person that's on that show changes, because they're put out into the elements and they're not living their everyday life. So I would challenge you to do something that is very uncomfortable for you in the next 2 weeks. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
I say I would never do this, and I don't care if that's going into your work and just presenting a new way of being, a new way of whatever is going on there. Do they know you're an astrologer?
They know that I'm, because I'm also an interfaith minister, so they know that I'm very spiritual. They know that, I do some esoteric science, but they don't know to what degree, or they don't really ask or anything like that.
Everybody's interested. Everybody's interested. Okay? You have the moon in Cancer. You're here to change the world. The moon in Cancer. The moon is exalted in Cancer, right?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
What does that mean? That means the moon in Cancer. You know, don't you love the way I answer my own question? I ask the question and I answer it. Hey. Moon in Cancer elevates you to not only helping in a one-to-one relationship, but the moon in Cancer means every single thing that you do for one person, you do for the whole planet.
Mm.
So you're thinking small, okay, James, and you need to think big. That's my advice to you.
My God, thank you very much.
Put up a challenge for the year and say, by the end of the year, this is going to happen. And once you put your foot on the road, once you put your foot on the path, it will happen. I will tell you that for sure right now, just by what's happening to me. If you build it, they will come. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a church, James. Who knows?
My God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Another day?
You. Okay, let me find my studio.
What, dear?
Walsh is next. 207, she may actually, or he may actually have another name. 207 area code. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How do you spell your name?
T-O-N.
Walsh?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
1/27/59.
Oh, my gosh.
Not another one. That's a day after the person that was just on the phone. My gosh. Or the one before that. Okay. So what are you interested in here?
Oh, the year ahead.
You are? Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Have you had your chart done before?
No.
Never. Okay. Oops. So, January 27, 1959, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here we are again. What I'm going to say about you, to you, is the sun is in Aquarius and the moon is in Virgo. You put too many people around you that criticize you, which means you criticize yourself. Because mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, the moon in Virgo puts a critical environment around themselves to keep themselves stuck. So it means that you have to, in some way, break out of that. In some way, you have to begin to tell yourself a story of how great you are. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a critical environment?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you can say that the people are critical, but basically what you do is you set them up to be critical. You teach people how to treat you, okay? And so if you teach people, and that's only because, that's not a judgment, that's only because we set the kind of environment around us that will break us open. And some people that are really old souls need it tougher. And, you know, you're an Aquarius, and that's the top of the mountain experience, and you will break open. You will, and you have Uranus and Leo, which is in the other side in a fairly dramatic way. But Mercury in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn is the ancient brain. Do you have deja vu experiences?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, well, they're really important because when you have Mercury in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn, there's a leakage from the other lifetimes. And so you know what I would do if I was you? I would concentrate on the message from them. I would concentrate on what is coming through now, because it's going to come through more and more and more and more, because Pluto is laying on is Pluto is in Capricorn, so plutonically information is starting to come up for you that you have buried for years and years and years. And Venus in Aquarius is Venus in Aquarius is not about loving one person. It's an unusual love. It's about loving all people. It's about connecting with all people. And Mars in Taurus, I just wouldn't want to piss you off, that's all. Because Mars in Taurus is the sign of the bull. If you piss the bull off, they will come after you. What you're asking is what is going to happen in a year? What can happen in a year if you use your map right is that something tremendous, much bigger than you think, is going to open up for you. And it means that you have to get past all the criticism and just take a risk. Get out of the comfort zone, move into a stretch, whatever that may be for you, and risk something, I don't know, going a new place, getting with new people, joining a new group, whatever it may be that makes you uncomfortable, you need to do to get away from certain people.
Okay,
the cards that I got for you are, let's see, 1, 2. Yes, integration, that goes with what I just said. Integration is stretch, risk, and integrate something new. That's what the card's saying. The next card is stop fighting with yourself. It's the fight card. It means, you know, say what you want, stay on the subject, use verbs in your sentence with yourself, and say, this is what I'm, what is going to happen. And I got that sorrow card here. So there's a certain amount of sorrow that you have to look at that's keeping you out of alignment. So you have to look at where you're sad and say, that's just simply an indication, and your emotions are an indicator of where you are. That's what emotions are. They're not to be judged. It's just saying, thank you very much for that emotion. I have to look at that and switch it up, switch it around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm just trying to take it all in. Does it show me
mm-hmm.
buying a house this year?
Buying a house? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Pluto is in Capricorn. Plutonically, I would tell you to make sure that it's in good condition. Make sure that you look at all the wiring, for sure, all the plumbing, and that it's on a strong foundation. Because Pluto in Capricorn, you don't want to be fooled. Okay, but
okay.
You had Saturn. You have Saturn in Capricorn, yes, and with Pluto, the Plutonic energy in there, and Uranus in Aries, it could happen suddenly.
Great.
Okay.
I like that. Yes.
Oh,
thank
good.
You very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Well, now let me just mention here that. This show has ended, but I asked people to call in. So now we have a 717 area code.
That's
hello
our
there.
Area code.
Hi, 717.
Hello.
Hi.
That's Samantha.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, there you are.
Okay.
Is this Samantha?
It is.
Okay.
Hi, Samantha.
Listen, I know that voice. You can't fool me. You were trying to fool me.
I wanted hugs and kisses for Ulysses.
Oh, thank you. He feels your love, believe me.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. Is he feeling better?
He's breathing better. He's completely comfortable, and he is resting, not eating, but then again,
okay.
I stuff down his throat, you know.
Yeah.
not food, but supplements like salmon, or not salmon, but fish oil supplements and something that's for his joints.
Well, then he's getting nutrition.
He is, because I give that to him every day, and I've been doing that since the end of last week. So
yeah.
That's exactly my thought, that he's getting nutrition, yes.
It's phenomenal, don't you think, Samantha? That Ulysses gets this way around Mukunda.
I had emailed Kate. I don't think that's a coincidence.
No,
I think that is some kind of synchronicity working.
And
yeah.
what do you feel that is, Samantha?
I feel it's a connection with Mukunda.
Uh huh.
I really do. I feel that somehow they're connecting in, and the date is significant for Ulysses, because he lost him then.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he's grieving again. You know how when you smell a perfume or a scent or you hear something and it brings back all those memories?
Oh, Samantha.
Maybe it's that time of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's phenomenal. I think we have so much to learn. But the great thing is, Samantha, when I took him there, I didn't leave him there forever. I mean, he was, I laid out a blanket. I put a blanket over him, and he was very much taking in the vibes. But suddenly the director of the grotto came running over, and he says, Ulysses can go through the grotto to the holy water, he said. I said, really? I didn't think dogs were allowed. He goes, well, Ulysses can go, he said. So, but I said he's much too weak to go. So he disappeared.
He brought the water.
And he brought the water. And very, very sweet. And the thing is, the water is so absolutely pristine and wonderful. And he actually
drank it up to the point of no return. I mean, he just loved it. But it, there's still more, and I'm going to give it to him throughout the night. And then a holistic doctor has called me and says that she thinks she can jumpstart his appetite with some Chinese herb. So we're going to go see her tomorrow.
And have you tried acupressure on him?
Yes, I do the neuromechano a lot down the spine. So he likes that. He likes that quite a bit. And I think she's going to try some acupuncture tomorrow.
Great.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't think Gandalf and Ulysses ever have to meet, but I certainly have to meet Ulysses myself.
I feel the same way about Gandalf, believe me.
So do I.
Well, I tell you, it's a very interesting thing, Kate, that when I work on Ulysses, Gandalf is always there. And last night when I was working on Ulysses, Gandalf was snugged up to me, and when I was imagining Ulysses in my hand, so I had my hand underneath a pillow and on top of it, and I swear to you, the pillow started to breathe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, tears ran down my face.
You.
I'm not kidding you.
I want to thank you so much for the effort that you're putting into that. And oh, my gosh. I really appreciate it.
He's just a great boy. He really is.
Well, his breathing is much better tonight.
That's good.
Funny that you would bring that.
Well, you said he's better in the evening.
Well, he eats
honestly,
in the evening.
Honestly,
he actually, yeah.
No, what I was trying to say again is that memory. You know how smells really make us remember things.
Yes.
Well, this time of the year must have special smells to it that bring the memory of Mookie back.
Yes. Yes. Wow, isn't that something?
Don't you think that's possible?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely do. That dear little Gandalf, he is so adorable.
You mean that big horse that's lost all his tags. He lost his collar. So all his ID went down the tube.
Gandalf's so vibrant. I have a picture right in front of me.
He is. Sheila, will you pull a card for me?
Of course I'll pull a card for you,
Samantha. I'm a dragon, and this is going to be the year of the dragon,
mm-hmm.
and I feel as if I'm moving into a completely new space. So
I'll take you to Santa Fe with me.
I can't go. I might visit, though.
You got the highest card in the OSHA deck, the Master card. It's the highest card in the whole deck. It means that you have mastered something, and this is going to be a whole new year for you because the integration here is that you've gone through something, we all have, and been pulled out of your comfort zone into a risk zone and a stretched risk zone, and then someone died, which is you got the integration card, which means when someone passes, and we're talking about Joanne Glass, who was a mentor and a spiritual connection with Samantha, it means that all of that is integrated into you now. All of her and you, the Master is as above, so below. So she's working through you. I think she has chosen certain people to work through, and I think you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the intensity card is underneath the and I don't know if you know quite what you're going to do with that yet.
I don't.
But
I don't. I just know that for a very long time now, I felt as if one foot was nailed to the floor and I was going in circles.
Gosh.
I just
had
tons of stuff coming in, but I wasn't able to manifest any of it. Now it feels like it's broken loose and I'm going to be able to do it.
Oh, wow.
So.
And I'm sure that just asking for any kind of guidance there, you know, will help.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
you. Wow. That dragon card is pretty.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, I will see you tomorrow, Samantha.
And hopefully I'll be on time.
I don't care. I'm just so happy to see you. I'll make it.
Kiss that Ulysses goodnight for me.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. It was wonderful to hear your voice.
I love you, Samantha.
I love you.
Love to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Angel.
Bye-bye.
I knew that voice, that hello.
Yeah, I figured it had to be her, and she's so precious.
Okay, well, I'm done.
I don't think that it's possible. Okay, I can't. Let me just see. I know you are done, but I'm not sure if I can. Okay, so this person can't hear me anymore, cannot hear you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So because the radio show cut off, and I couldn't figure out how to extend it.
I was very, very fascinated with all the men tonight.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I am
and
too.
All of the Jays, Jamie and James and Jay, and come on. I mean, come on. That's really pretty profound.
Usually it's women that call in and not men. It was all men tonight, and they're all pretty much in the same range of their birthdays.
Oh, my God, yeah. All, you know, a lot, lots and lots of Aries.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of Aries. So there you go.
Well, we appreciate you. Did you see that I said that you are our daily bread of Kate Loving and the collective wisdom?
Yes, my head has grown 3 inches, okay?
So we'll do this again.
Now
I'll
shrink
month.
It back down again, okay?
Yeah, really. Now we'll do this again next month, and you will be in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So it will be a different energy. Will you please kiss Ulysses for me?
Well, that's easy.
And
I think he's doing better than he was. He's stronger in a way that is not physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said.
Yes, I think that he's in. I think that he gets to this point, and then Mukunda sends down energy, and it takes him a while to just get it all connected.
Yeah.
And
well, we'll see what happens. It's a continuing saga.
All right, Angel. Good night.
I love you.
Good night, honey. Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.